is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Nineteen minutes after the hour, welcome back. You're listening to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Chris Dempsey, our Nuggets insider from Altitude TV. Chris, you'll be happy with this one. I am wearing my Nuggets Christmas ugly sweater that I learned about through Altitude, I think, 2 years ago. So I just wanted to throw that out, my friend. It's a little tight, but I absolutely love it. It's tight because of me, but I love it, my man.
Well, you mean because of all the muscles? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly where I was going. All the muscles, that's the problem. I gained a little too much too much muscle mass as we start this holiday season. That's how it goes.
I know exactly how you feel. You know, the shirts are always too tight when you're doing all the bench pressing and the bicep curls.
That's true, man. Well, I've seen yours. I mean, your biceps are bigger than Michael's. I mean, our producer back there. So yours are tight in the right spots with the biceps, man. It must be nice.
Well, we appreciate the love for sure. I mean, the Nuggets ugly sweaters are good items, and you know, it's the perfect time of year. And although it's, I don't know, what's the temperature in Denver? I'm in Oklahoma City. It's 60 degrees here.
I mean, I know. I'm actually sweating. I've been sweating all day. It's supposed to be fairly nice. I maybe cool off later in the week. Who knows? But it's not. It's, what is it right now, 40 out there? So it doesn't feel. We're not getting the Christmas vibes right now, for sure. But that's dedication, man. I got the sweater on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You sacrifice no matter what.
All right. So, Chris, we saw this with the NHL. The NHL's on pause. What are you predicting, man? Is the NBA going to be able to get through this thing without taking some kind of a pause?
Yeah, they will. I don't expect that there will be many more missed games at all. And I think the NBA in the last couple of days has taken the extraordinary step of allowing teams just to add players. You know, if you lose a player, you lose two players, you can add one. You lose three players, you can add two. You know, so their goal is to not lose a season, and they won't lose the season. I would be very, you know, as we get into the first full week of teams being able to add players, G League players, I would be very surprised that, let's say after Christmas is Saturday, so next week, I don't think we'll lose any more games, period. I think the NBA has done everything that it can do to make sure that every team will have at least 8 healthy players to be able to play in these games from here on out. And, you know, they have not built this schedule. The schedule is not like last year. Last season, the schedule was they did the first half of the season first, and then they waited to do the second half of the season, and part of that was it due to the fact that they knew they might have to, you know, have some postponements and add some games into the second half of the season, and that's what they did. But this season, the entire schedule came out. You know, it was all 82 games, and you know, in these cities where there's also hockey and maybe some lacrosse and Disney on Ice and everything else that is in an arena, you don't have built-in days for postponements just to be fit in. Like, I don't know when they're going to have the Nuggets come back to Brooklyn. You know, I mean, we just sat there in Brooklyn, and it was an interesting experience. Just we went to shoot around and came back to the hotel, and just before, you know, so I test daily to be able to be on the sidelines without a mask, and just before I was going to be able to was going to take my test, we started getting word that the game might be postponed, and then about a half hour after that, in fact, was postponed. Then that just gave us a whole day in Brooklyn. But the Nuggets only come back this way, I think, one more time. In March, they have a Philadelphia and Washington duo in the midst of a road trip. And so I don't know. And then obviously you have to have – Brooklyn has to have an off day, and the arena has to not be being used as well. So I don't know what's going to happen. But I would expect that the NBA plays all the games starting next week. To the end of the season.
I mean, that's great news. You know, certainly don't want to see any kind of a pause or even worst case scenario not being able to finish the season out. But great news. But yeah, that Brooklyn one is interesting because the Nuggets have had, as you know, Chris, this absolute crazy travel schedule. I don't see the Nuggets wanting to sign up to say, hey, yeah, let's add one back into the mix after we've just been on these monster trips.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. And for these teams, and it wasn't the Nuggets' fault, right? So it's, you know, it was Brooklyn's issue with COVID cases and injuries just depleting the roster to a level that they could not play. And, you know, for every team that's being impacted by the other team's COVID issues, you know, they have to reschedule that game or find ways to fit that game in. And it really only matters because of playoff races and seeding and who's going to be in a play-in situation, who's not going to be in a play-in situation. So it's pretty imperative that some of these games do get played again. And, you know, especially in an NBA where the margins seem to be pretty thin in these conferences in terms of wins and losses outside of anybody chasing Golden State or Phoenix. I expect that these games will be rescheduled. It's just going to be very, very inconvenient, especially for the road teams, to have to go back to those cities which they were already in at some point in the season where their schedule is probably already packed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be interesting to see how that side of it works out. Nuggets back at it. As you said, Chris, you're in OKC. Nuggets getting set. I'm looking at the schedule. I see the Warriors on there and obviously the Mavs, but I'm looking at like the next 10, 20 games. It does seem like that schedule is going to soften up a little bit. You still have the stud games in there like Utah and Golden State, but perhaps the Nuggets can start to kind of put on a little bit of a run here.
Yeah, and they'll get some home games. You know, I think they begin January a little bit road heavy, and then it kind of subsides. So, yeah, they've gotten through the bulk of this madness. Well, there, I mean, there's still a little bit to go. I mean, you know, they'll go after we come back, and then they'll play Charlotte on Thursday, Christmas break, and then they're in L.A. and then in Golden State. So, and then they come back, and then they're on the road for Houston and Dallas, I believe, across the new year. So they still have a little bit to go, but they've survived the bulk of it for sure. And, you know, the other thing that's too bad about the Brooklyn game, just to be honest, this is from my perspective, is you were about to play a Brooklyn team without Kevin Durant,
right?
Which you were going to do, you know, and, you know, that would have been just a very nice scenario to not have a Kevin Durant or a James Harden or a Kyrie Irving on the court, or Joe Harris or anybody else that was, you know, that was really a significant player for them on the court. And that's just a game that you could have just gone in there and you know, gotten the W, got out of there and come to Oklahoma City. But, you know, the Nuggets are, when we last saw them in Atlanta, they were playing really well. And so, you know, for them to, you know, to get a few days off, you hope that doesn't get them out of that rhythm, but certainly they're looking forward to getting back on the court here in Oklahoma City tomorrow.
Chris, what can you tell us about, you know, status with everybody? Obviously, this team has just been depleted by injuries, and just when you think it can't get any worse, you see guys like Marcus Howard go down. What's the situation looking like? Big injuries to watch out for tomorrow?
Well, I think that actually one guy to watch who might make his return, I believe, would be Jermichael Green. I don't think he was going to play in Brooklyn due to that ankle injury. He was listed as doubtful, didn't go through much. But these extra days, I think, is going to allow him to get back on the court in some way, whatever way that they feel is best for him. So I would think that he's trending toward playing. I think they were also going to sit Aaron Gordon in Brooklyn. And so now that, you know, everybody got rest, including Aaron. So I think he'll play. And obviously he hasn't missed any time. So that's, it's not an injury situation. I think that would have been more of a rest situation. But since everybody got rest, I think he'll be back in the lineup. As for the big injuries, none of those guys, you know, Marcus Howard, PJ Dozier, MPJ, all those guys are still out. And, will just remain so, and so the Nuggets will just go with what they've got. They brought back Davon Reed. I had a chance to talk to him a little bit, and so he'll play a role tomorrow, perhaps. But everybody who has been out will continue to be out, with the possible exception of Jermichael Green.
Talking to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Chris, where are you with this team right now? They're sitting at 15-14. It seems like we had like an all-star break over the weekend because we haven't seen this team play since Friday. But last time out, saw this team roll Atlanta. Bones Highland was fantastic, and we've seen those games, you know, from him where we're looking at him. Man, this guy's going to be special, no doubt about it. But I think we all kind of agree. Okay, who's going to be that guy while you're waiting on Jamal Murray? While you're waiting on who knows about Michael Porter Jr. For this season, doesn't look good. But who's going to be that guy consistently? That's kind of the Robin. I feel weird saying this to Joker's Batman. That is a lot of nerddom in one sentence there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think for in the case of Bones, you know, he was fantastic in Atlanta, and so honestly was Austin Rivers and Faku off the bench. It was really one of the best bench games they had all season long, and I think that's something that they would just love to continue to repeat here for the foreseeable future. I still think we're talking about Aaron Gordon and Will Barton to be the primary Robin figure that you're talking about. And, you know, on any given night, it could be anybody. I think they will lean on the veterans to do that because you don't want to lean on a rookie to, you don't want to put that kind of pressure on him as he's still learning the NBA and what it is just to even be in this league, much less, oh, we need you to score 19 points every single night. And so, I think they'll take that, obviously, when they can get that. They hope that they get that off the bench more often than they don't. And just as long as Bones is feeling good, I don't see why he wouldn't give that to them for the majority of the time. I mean, he's just too talented a player and for that not to be the case. But, you know, so I think he'll pop in some good games. It was really nice to see Austin Rivers kind of get back to himself and then speak toward that after the game was over, just – you know, how while he was out, you know, he watched clips of himself on the Synergy app, and the Synergy app is kind of a basketball film watching app that is available to players, coaches in the league. And so he was reviewing his own film, didn't like what he saw, was very honest with himself in terms of the attitude that he brought to the season and the energy level that he brought to the season. And what he was saying after that game is it just wasn't very high. And he owed the team more and wanted to be better coming back. And so he had a little bit of a, you know, he had to look himself in the mirror and ask himself, you know, what was happening early this season. He answered that question, immediately came out and played one of his best games of the season. So, you know, I think for the Nuggets, it's still going to be largely about catching a couple of other guys every single night along with Jokic. And you might not know who that's going to be every single night. They obviously will lean on the veterans, but certainly, you know, whoever it is, they'll take it and they'll just keep piecing it together. And right now, as you mentioned just a second ago, they're 15-14 and surviving a real road-heavy schedule of a portion of their schedule.
Yeah, road-heavy, injuries, weathering that storm, I suppose you could say, if they're over 500 at this stage. Chris, we'll be watching out for you guys tomorrow, 6 o'clock game against OKC. Dude, we just appreciate you so much. We love having you on the show. I'm off next week, but Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy New Year. Our listeners absolutely love getting the Nuggets insight from you on a weekly basis, my friend.
Well, I really appreciate it. Appreciate everybody's support. Appreciate your support. Merry Christmas to you and all the people there as well. And we'll talk soon, and hopefully we'll be talking about a lot of Nuggets victories.
I like it, my friend. I'm here for it. We'll catch up with you soon. Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, our Nuggets insider. Great guy. Chris is an amazing dude. And, you know, I remember when I first started in media, I went down to Nuggets practice. This was when Brian Shaw was the head coach for the Nuggets. And I went to training camp to try to talk, you know, obviously get clips, talk to players, blah, blah, blah. And I recognized Chris when he wrote for the Denver Post. I think he was still writing for the Denver Post at that point in time. So I walked up to Chris, shook my hand, told him I was a big fan of his stuff. I read it in high school. And I remember right there, then and there, he didn't know me. He gave me his cell phone address or his cell phone, his email address, and said, dude, if you ever need anything at all, you let me know. And I think we've been having him on the program really since we started it. So we do appreciate Chris. He's an awesome guy, and we love his coverage on Altitude TV. 34 minutes after the hour, CSU Rams talk coming up next with Mike Brohard of CSURams.com. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.